Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Hello, this is Laura O'Brien from the Irish Pagan School and the Morrigan Intensive. And welcome everyone to another YouTube and podcast episode where we delve deep into the complexities of Irish history, mythology, spirituality, folklore, all the good stuff. And today we're going to look at a figure who is as enigmatic as she is fascinating, my own deity, goddess, Irish goddess that I am devoted to, which is the Morrigan. Now, I have spent years researching and working for and working in right relationship and a guardian at her most sacred site. And with regard to this goddess, I've got to say she is often misunderstood. So let's set the record straight, shall we? And let you know what the story is about the Morrigan as a war goddess. There's a lot of talk about war right now, and a lot of people are thinking about it. And when we look at somebody like the Morrigan and we see that she is a goddess of war or a goddess of battle, it can be very easy to get mixed up. So just before we jump into that, what I'd like to do is offer you a free 5-day challenge if you want to start your relationship with the Morrigan off on the right foot. And as a thank you for supporting me, supporting the channel, supporting John, supporting the Irish Pagan School, and all of the great community activity that we have going on. So you can get that at morriganintensive.com/challenge if you're interested, and there will be a link below as well. But let's set the record straight about the Morrigan as a war goddess. So we need to look at the dual nature of the Morrigan, and I really don't think that it's just two, but we're just looking at the war side of things currently. So first off, the Morrigan is often seen as a goddess of contradictions, and rightly so. And when we start digging into her lore, it can be really confusing, and especially for new people, especially if you're not familiar with Irish mythology or Irish history or Irish folklore or any of that, it can be really daunting and overwhelming. That's actually why I created the 5-day challenge, by the way, because we go through a little section of lore each day and there's little practices and everything. So it's a nice, easy way to get your brain into gear for all of this kind of deeper study as well. But on the one hand, the Morrigan she's terrifying. She's a harbinger of doom. She's a crow feasting on the battlefield. But on the other, then, she's inspiring. And she's pushing heroes towards glory. She's prophesying victory. She's declaring victory on the battlefield. And here's the thing, these aren't contradictions as such, right? In my research, my analysis, my experience, those dual aspects, both sides of being terrifying but also being glorious with regard to war, kind of encapsulate what war meant to the medieval Irish. Now, I am an Irish historian, I have a master's in Irish history, and that research has really led me down this kind of rabbit hole of the context of the Morrigan, if you like. So you can't look at the goddess Morrigan just in a modern context. It's not that she doesn't exist in a modern context or work in a modern context, because of course she does, right? And her sisters do. But when we actually want to get to know her and try and understand who she is, where she's coming from, we have to look at the people that she came from, right? It's not the be-all and end-all, but ignoring these scholarly sources is a huge mistake that most neo-pagans are making. And indeed, they accuse me of gatekeeping because I put such an emphasis on it. But actually, what I'm talking about is what we do at the Irish Pagan School is the three pillars of contemporary paganism. So we learn, we experience, and then we integrate. And all of those three pillars are actually very important to having a healthy spiritual practice in a modern context, which is ethical, which is not culturally appropriative. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So we need to look at what war meant to the medieval Irish, or even earlier than that, depending on where you fall with regard to how historical the medieval texts that we actually have as evidence are, right? So she embodies both the horror and the glory of war. And that's something that we need to understand if we're going to get to grips with who the Morrigan really is. So the Morrigan and the Irish concept of war. Let's talk about war. Different societies obviously wage war in different ways, and their gods of war reflect that. The Morrigan isn't just a generic war goddess. She embodies the Irish way of war. And what was that, you ask? Well, the primary form of warfare in medieval Ireland was the tain, or the cattle raid. That's T-A-I-N, not tain, as most people pronounce it. It's tain, okay? This wasn't war as we know it today. It was more like one gang going after another, right? It was gang raids. That's what it was. And success in a cattle raid was a major way to gain prestige. It may possibly have been an initiation rite, a rite of passage for a new king or war leader, that he had to gain glory and prestige on a cattle raid. There is evidence for that. And it was deeply ingrained in Irish society. Cattle were the primary signifier of wealth, status, prosperity. They were our currency, basically. It was cows. So it's really important to understand her in this very specific cultural context of the cattle raid. Now, the importance of cattle raiding. Cattle raiding wasn't just like a sideshow. It wasn't just done for shits and giggles. It wasn't done for laughs or youthful hijinks or anything. It may have been done as well for those reasons, but that wasn't the central role that it played in Irish society. It is the most documented event in our historical annals and our literature. So this is the documented history that still remains to us today. So whether the aim was to force tribute or simply to gain prestige, as we talked about, cattle were the primary or sometimes the secondary objective in any military action. So you had to know where the cattle were. You had to know what raid was happening. And it's really important, again, to understand this. So if we're talking about the Morrigan's role in war, we can't ignore the importance of cattle raiding. And she's not just there for the big battles. She's there for those as well, in fairness. But she's here for these deeply cultural and deeply Irish forms of conflict as well. So what have we learned? The Morrigan is not a goddess of contradictions as such, but a goddess of complexities. And of course, war is only one facet of the Morrigan's nature, one aspect of her personality. Whether we're talking about the Morrigan as an individual goddess, as a role, as a function, as a title, as a noun, or her collectively with her sisters slash other aspects, depending on how you view things, I personally view all of Na Mórigne as separate autonomous entities. That is my experience with them, my personal experience with them. But the Morrigan reflects the multifaceted nature of war as the Irish knew it, from the terrifying to the glorious, from the battlefield to the cattle raid. Of course, war and battle were not just cattle raiding, but it was very important to incorporate the cattle raid as part of any great war or any great battle, okay? So when we consider her role, we need to think about what war meant to the Irish and not just what it means to us today in Ireland or in other cultures. And certainly, even if we're looking at a modern context, what the Irish military forces since the formation of our free state and the let's contrast it with the US military forces. They are such different. They are worlds apart. So even in a modern context, you can't sit in America and whatever your preconceived notion of war is, you can't apply that to the Morrigan because it didn't fit then and it doesn't fit now. So please do your research. Make sure that you're taking into account all of the scholarly resources. We have at the Irish Pagan School, we have a whole page of free resources. And honestly, it is a year's worth of study if you want to go down that road. And you can get it by going to irishpagan.school/free. And that is the most up-to-date of all of our free resources and listings. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to educate you about the Morrigan, about war in Irish society, and about the Morrigan as a war goddess, right? Now, she was not just a war goddess. She's an Irish war goddess. She's possibly a Celtic war goddess, depending on where you come from on that. But she very much is rooted here in Ireland, in our traditions, in our cultures, in our history, in our heritage, in our ancestry, in all of that stuff. So you have to examine the Morrigan in the context of Irish culture and history in this way. And that, my friends, is what makes her one of the most compelling and nuanced figures in Irish mythology. Again, this is one small slice of who and what the Morrigan is, and one little unpicking or unraveling of the complexities of this goddess, based on, again, decades of research and experience and devotion and all the rest of it on my part. But if today's dive into this one aspect of the Morrigan has sparked your interest and you're looking to take your understanding or even your relationship of the goddess or with the goddess and your connection to her to the next level, we have, again, designed that 5-day challenge. I personally designed it, this 5-day challenge that's aimed at helping you to build or strengthen your relationship with the Morrigan. So over the 5 days, what we do is we deep dive into the Tán Bó Cúalnge. Now, we talked about cattle raiding. This is the big one. There are many tons that have made it enshrined into our stories, into the Morrigan's teaching tales, into the lore, into Irish mythology, but the Tán Bó Cúalnge is the big one. It's the epic one. So what I've done is I've taken a look at slices of the Morrigan's role that she plays within this tán, within this cattle raid of Cúalnge. And we explore the specific mentions of the Morrigan and her sisters. But it's not just about reading the lore. Again, we learn, we experience, we integrate. So we focus our understanding through meditation and prayer into developing a daily practice. And it's very important that, you know, as much as I bang on about the importance of scholarly sources, which they absolutely are vital, but that is one pillar of Irish contemporary paganism. So get yourself into the 5-day challenge, the free 5-day challenge for connecting to and understanding Morrigan. If you're ready to discover their rich history and mythology and develop a meaningful daily practice for yourself, then make sure that you take this challenge. Click the link below, or you can go to morriganintensive.com/challenge. So there'll be a link below the video, below the podcast, wherever you're watching or listening to this. Just check below and you will get a link to this particular challenge. And again, if you want a year's worth of free content, you can go to irishpagan.school/free, and the challenge is also included there, but there's loads more as well. So thank you for joining me on this brief little dive into the Morrigan as an Irish war goddess and what that means and what it doesn't mean. And until next time, slán go fóill. I will see you in the next video. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Sláinte fáil, and we will see you next time.